Marjorie, Marjorie Grant, Grant, 2229. And this is 610. Our patient is a 96-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, both systolic and diastolic, period. Patient is being evaluated at this time for today for face-to-face evaluation, period. Patient has severe weakness, has a hard time ambulating both because of shortness of breath at rest, which puts her in New York Heart Association class 4, as well as diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, and pain in the lower extremity, period. Patient has orthopnea, PND, 2+ edema, right-sided heart failure. Her MAC is at 21 centimeter or 20.5 centimeter. Her KPS, PPS score is at 30%. She also suffers from protein and calorie malnutrition. She has issues with sundowner syndrome, confusion, especially at nighttime, bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependency. She's now sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day. She has hypoxemia with an O2 stat of 92% on room air, and confusion and dementia with FASD score of 7C. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Today's blood pressure was at 130/92. Patient has oxygen available, but most of the time refuses to wear her oxygen, especially since she's in bed. Did I say LMAC is at 21.5? I did, didn't I? Okay, good. Patient was able to use a walker, but is no longer able to do so because of increased shortness of breath, period. Patient lives with her daughter, who is considered her primary caregiver. I have discussed patient's finding today with her daughter as well, who realizes that mom has very little time left on this earth and most likely less than 6 months, given natural progression of her congestive heart failure, period. Let's see if I want to say anything else. It's noteworthy to mention that patient's PPS has dropped from 40% to 30% now. Patient lives with her daughter, who's primary care, Barbara, who's considered her primary caregiver. Put that in there too. Okay, that's it for Ms. Marjorie Grant. Thank you.